I would take Carolina or Atlanta. And last time I checked, Carolina only laying 2 points at home.
Yeah. Speaking of ice cold, he hasn't been exactly dropping down great ideas.
It's been a struggle with him.
He's been a mess, too. Here is a former NFLer, former Eagle linebacker doing radio with WIP down in Philly, Ike Reese, joining us here on Overdrive. What's up, Ike?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Well, we're gearing up for the game tonight. I mean, this is not exactly like a Hall of Fame barn burner to be expected on Thursday Night Football, but Carolina only laying 2 points. I mean, I think they've been pretty impressive. They've kept in games. They're at home. Atlanta's been a dumpster fire for the majority of the season. I can't figure this number out. Does it feel like Carolina should be getting more points to you or giving up more points?
No, it really does. I'm surprised it's only a two-point line. You know, Vegas, they must know something that most of us don't know where we've been watching with our eyes. I mean, Atlanta coming off that difficult loss last week to Detroit, and Carolina put up a valiant effort against New Orleans in New Orleans, with a chance to send that game into overtime if Teddy Bridgewater doesn't take that sack on third down and they have to kick a 65-yard field goal. So, yeah, I thought the line would be no lower than 4 points with this game, especially since it's in Carolina, right?
It's in
Carolina.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a little surprised. That looks like an Atlanta line to me, and I can't understand why it would be an Atlanta line.
Ike, how does Atlanta get out of this mess that they're in? I think they've been done a massive favor by the Dallas Cowboys because they've kind of taken the spotlight on being the biggest disaster, but they are doing losing football things week by week. How do they get out of this mess? That play last week with Gurley, where they had audio of it this week, of him being told not to score, and he still found a way to screw it up, was unreal to me.
Yeah, I completely agree. Initially, I was giving him the benefit of the doubt that you know, maybe he didn't know and he realized at the last second and tried to stay out. But no, you're right. That audio comes out. Matt Ryan basically telling him don't score, go down. I can't phrase it any other way. That's a selfish individual move right there. That's what that was.
We're chatting with Ike Reese, longtime NFLer, former Eagle, doing radio with WIP down in Philly. And we mentioned the Cowboys, and they are a disaster, but that is par for the course throughout the whole division. I mean, it's not like Washington's much better, if at all, the Giants, the Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to rise to the top. I think they're going to win the division. If you believe that is the case, can you sell us on that? Why should we buy into Philly being the cream of the crop in what is otherwise a dumpster fire of a division right now?
Yeah, it's solely because maybe they're the best of a bad group of football teams. You know, I bleed green, and obviously we're rooting for the Eagles, and we feel fortunate that the Cowboys are struggling the way that they are compared. I mean, you look at the way we struggled to start this season, and if not for the Cowboys and their own issues, the Eagles season would be over with because there's only one team that's going to make the playoffs out of this division. And fortunately for the Eagles, they are in a better position than the other three teams. The Cowboys have lost guys that they aren't going to get back for the most part in the season. And not only that, they have internal issues where you got internal fighting amongst players and coaches, whereas the Eagles are a team that should get healthier as the season goes along. So they should get players back little by little each week, and as long as the quarterback stays healthy, knock on wood, that should give them the advantage. And it's solely because of that. I mean, to only have two wins heading in week eight, most teams' seasons are over with. But such as 2020, and it's a crazy year, and it looks like the Eagles could benefit from this in this down division. But here's the thing. I don't think you can get more than 40% of this fan base that completely feels like we can pull this off. I mean, Washington is still in this thing. And even though the Cowboys are struggling right now, they aren't out of it yet. And so who knows what happened the last eight games of the season. That's the toughest part of the schedule for the Eagles. My projection, I don't have us winning more than six or seven games, and hopefully that's enough to win this division.
Where are you at with Wentz? I mean, is it injuries? He was a guy I had such big things, expectations for that guy. He came into the league on fire. I just don't know what to make of him right now. Where are you at with the quarterback of the Eagles? Because he's a major disappointment. I don't know if it's the injuries. Maybe he wasn't that good. I can't figure it out with him.
Yeah, and neither can we. And I've always been very high on Carson. I still am high on him. But I can't lie, the overthrows, the missed throws, the whole nut of football at times, it can be frustrating and maddening. And to be quite frankly, that's a big part of the reason why this team is 4-1. Sure, they've had a lot of injuries, but so have a lot of teams. But with better quarterback play, this team would be no worse than 4-3 right now. And so thankfully, he's played a little better over the last few weeks, but the inconsistency part of his game is still there, and the inaccuracies are still there. The bad decision making at times is still there. The need to play hero football and not know when to give up on a play is still there, and that's why it took a heroic effort in the last 6 minutes of that game last week for them to beat a bad team like the New York Giants. So, you know, we believe me, at least from my point of view, there is no overconfidence with this Philadelphia Eagles team. There's still a lot to be worked on where they can get better. It just so happens that we are in a bad division, and I feel like we're the best of the group of four bad teams. I mean, that's the only thing that's our saving grace right now, is that this kid at times still has the ability to look like a top 5 to 10 quarterback, but unfortunately, he still has moments where he looks like a bottom 20 to 30 quarterback. I mean, that's been Carson Wentz over the last 2 years.
With Ike Reese, longtime NFL, longtime Eagle, there's a big game in Western New York on Sunday where the Bills are going to host the Pats. For the first time in 20 years, Tom Brady isn't rolling into town. And Brady and the Pats and Belichick have owned the Bills, owned the AFC East for 20 years. And now the Bills sit atop the division, but they haven't been playing so great. Got blown out by Tennessee, beat pretty badly by Kansas City, and they barely got past New York last week. Couldn't put a touchdown on the board against the Jets. 6 field goals got them the win. And they're at home. They're only laying 3.5 points. Belichick and the Pats are coming off a couple of ugly losses themselves. Feels like a must-win for Buffalo, though, doesn't it? I mean, Brady's finally gone. You've got the talent. The Bills are probably better overall in terms of talent, and the Pats are reeling. Got to be a win for Buffalo this weekend, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, if I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, this is a huge game, not just in the standings, but I think from a mental standpoint. You talked about the two-decade stranglehold the Patriots have had on that division. Buffalo, I think, is the most talented team in that division, and that window is not going to stay open forever for them. And this is the year they need to capitalize on it, and I do believe Sunday's game is a huge game for them. And that being said, I don't feel 100% confident they're going to find a way to win that game, just because, man, I got respect for the evil genius up there in Foxborough, man. And it's been a long time since his back has been against the wall like this. And so I would feel nervous betting against the New England Patriots Sunday in this game. But to your point, I do believe it is a game that Buffalo must have. They need to have. And they should win because they are the better team.
Yeah, they're the better team, absolutely. But they got to prove it, and they got to prove it to their own fan base and their own market. It's going to be a fun weekend. Enjoy it all. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this, Ike.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Ike Reese, longtime NFLer, former Eagle, former Falcon as well.
I had to ask him about Wentz. Like, when that guy came on the scene, I was – where did he go in the draft? Did he fall a little bit?
He went second after your boy Jerry Goff. Goff went one, Wentz went two.
I thought he kind of put it to everybody, like, look at me, I should have went one, blah, blah, blah. And he's got injuries. He's falling off the map, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, and those injuries, I mean, you can't hold them against him, you know,
personally. No, they're big ones, too.
But they're big ones, and it's just, yeah. it's your reputation, right? Like, I'm expecting Carson Wentz at some point to miss a game or leave a game, just based on history. History would suggest mm-hmm. Carson Wentz cannot get through a full year healthy.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you're waiting for the shoe to drop. You know?
If you're management, it's almost you have to weigh the options. And there's where a guy like a sports science guy like Gary Roberts would come into play. You'd say, should we just get this guy 100% healthy, have him, let him have an unbelievable game, and then see who wants him? And you just walk away from it because you know it's not going to last. So who knows? Who knows what the play is?
Mm-hmm.
But then he could go somewhere else and just rinse everybody, and then you look like an
idiot.
Yeah,
that's the issue, right? And that's the one job and one position you can't let walk if he's still got something left, or he has everything waiting for him. He's just got to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, look at the game tonight. You got Matt Ryan, who's holding on for dear life.